Welcome back to the Canadian Tire Center. The Maple Leafs have a 3-1 lead to take into the third period of this game with the Ottawa Senators. We'll be back here in the nation's capital later on in the month of March. But this week, tomorrow night in Buffalo against the Sabres, on many of these Maple Leaf Radio Network stations, we'll have the game at 7 o'clock. Then a travel day Monday and into Pittsburgh. Jimmy Rutherford is certainly never shy at making moves, and the latest one seems to be paying off. Zucker with a couple of goals last night.
Now, still early. I mean, that's one of those things that, you know, sometime around early June, if it's really paid off for you or not. I believe so. I mean, we get the vote on Coach of the Year, the Jack Adams Award. Mike Sullivan's got to be up there. All the injuries that the Penguins have had, and they, including the Sidney Crosby, and they found a way to continue to win. And again, it was Tristan Jarry became the goaltender that kind of took off and had the great run for the Penguins. And whether he becomes the number one guy over Matt Murray heading into the playoffs would be an interesting test. But it is amazing, is it not, how that, to me, it has happened more, where sometimes you get a guy that just for a stretch, sometimes it's 2 or 3 months, which is all you need to get into the playoffs.
Catches lightning in a jar, right? Leafs to the right, Senators to the left as it is shot down into the Ottawa zone. A shot kicked away by Anderson. It was centered. Comes back to the blue line and unable to keep it in is Kapanen and Hall, who now shoots it down into the Ottawa zone. Hainsey, former Leaf, played it around on the boards. Engvall for the Leafs picked that off. Hits the referee again. Puck intercepted then by Kapanen into the blue line. Back for Engvall. Engvall eludes one. Now trying to circle in the corner. Overskated the disc. And it comes to an open wing. And the Senators are going to spin it around back of the net for Shabbat. Both teams changing here as the Sens have it back of their own goal. Claire swings into the far corner and now brought out slowly by the Ottawa defense and played ahead by Tierney to the line. That doesn't get in cleanly, and then it is dumped into the Toronto end, and Dermott has difficulties handling the puck but is able to get it up on the wing. Marner can't get it out in a long shot. Campbell had to be quick on that. Played around back of the net. Dermott has it there. Dermott up on the wing for Matthews. Off his stick. Puck comes back out into the slot area. Matthews picks it off and brings it in over the line. Shoots it and it's off the mark wide. Far side kept alive there by Barry, who is sandwiched to the boards. Matthews keeps it in. Near side Marner. Marner back to Matthews. Matthews going wide around back of the goal. Looking in front, then took a shot. Down is Anderson. And he has covered up on that and holds for a face-off as we played a minute 41 here into the third period.
Greg Anderson really has not been tested since entering the game after the Leafs went up 3-0, but Austin Matthews serving the net as the Ottawa Senators get caught looking like a table hockey team. Everybody was stuck in their slot. Nobody was moving, and Austin Matthews decided, you're going to give me that much time and space, I'm going to walk out and fire it. And Craig Anderson made the stop and held on to it.
Here's Tavares now off the far boards. Took a shot. Again blocked by Anderson. And as it popped free, he's able to get a glove onto it.
By the way, the Ottawa Senators went trailing after two periods this year. Only one win, 20 losses, but six overtime shootout losses. So 7 out of 27. Come back and get points. Not bad for a team that's bottom three.
Play to the near side. Liljegren over to the far wing for Tavares, who tried to center, and it was knocked away. And the Sens trying to get it out. Good play by Sandin to intercept. A puck comes back into the center ice area. Sandin getting it ahead. Kerfoot tipped it into the zone. Anderson out of the cage to play it back on the wall. Nylander couldn't get to it. And it's back into the center ice area, and the Senators have flipped it into the Leaf end. Campbell out of the goal, leaves it there for Dermott. Dermott bunts it up on the left wing for Tavares. Tavares a pass that is deflected in over the line by Timoshov. Leafs are changing, so Dermott will regroup the puck to Barry. Off the boards to center. Gobbled up there by Anisimov. Played back into the send zone. Leafs with goals from Matthews, Muzzin, and Nylander. And Timothy Liljegren with his first NHL point mixed into the scoring. And go Leafs go, echoing through this building, and it is just overrun with Leaf fans here tonight. And we'll probably see a little bit more of that in Buffalo tomorrow. Up on the wing now for Gauthier. He couldn't get past center. Shot back in. Campbell quickly into the corner for Dermott. Dermott with a pass ahead for Timoshov. Missed a hit there from Riley. Got the puck to the blue line and offside is called as Kyle Clifford brings it in on the right side. And they'll face it off in the center ice area with 16:39 to go in the third period.
That'll be interesting to see how the Leafs fare on the road. They've been very good under Sheldon Keefe since he took over. First couple of wins behind the Toronto Maple Leaf bench were on the road in Arizona and in Denver. But they have, we said this is a three-game road trip here. They've got another three-game trip, a four-game trip, and then a single trip into Boston before the end of the regular season.
Here the Leafs stealing, and here's Kapanen driving the net with a shot, the rebound, and it's knocked wide off. A couple of saves made by Craig Anderson. A pass ahead is going to deflect down into the Toronto zone. Campbell out of the goal to play it back around the wall on the near side for Engvall. Pushed ahead, and Spezza skates to center. Rink-wide pass. Hall in now with a shot. Deflected wide of the net by Anderson. And the Senators will try to work it back up ice. Here the sends in across the line. A drop pass on the right wing to Clare. Shot into the glove of Campbell and held. One of the interesting things in this game, Sheldon Keefe, when he got into coaching, was in Pembroke.
And Lumber Kings.
The Lumber Kings. He ended up buying the team. They were extremely successful. But he has a great deal of respect for the citizens of Pembroke and the people that were behind him. So much so that he has chartered a bus. About 30 of them are here in a couple of private boxes as Campbell makes a save on the short side. And just his appreciation for what they did to get his coaching career started. And, of course, what has spiraled all the way up to the Toronto Maple Leafs after stops in Sault Ste. Marie and the Toronto Marlies. Played to center ice to the Leaf blue line. Swung back out at center ice. Sens have to wait. Teammates were trapped. And they'll just clear it in and then go to the bench. Sandin around back of the net. Looks up ice. Gets to center. Off the boards and in for Hyman. Hyman into the corner for Matthews. Couldn't handle the pass. Sends get it up on the wing for Brown, and Brown gets it out at center ice. And over the line, Chris Tierney trying to go to the front of the net, and the shot was well wide of the goal. Kerfoot along the boards with Hyman trying to dig it free. Tavares has come over the boards as well, and the Leafs in the midst of a change as it goes into the far corner, and Liljegren has difficulties with it, but he gets Tavares' help, who gets it up on the wing, and it is chipped to the line, not out. Kept in by Ottawa, just barely, and then played to an open wing, and Tavares is going to get there and play it out at center ice, only to have Kerfoot bring it right back in again. Now the Leafs under control, get to the red line, turning back is Tavares, flipping it ahead for Kerfoot. Kerfoot brings it back to the blue line, and now they're going to cycle it back and change again. A pass ahead for Nylander. Nylander on the wing for Timoshov, and a backhand was stopped by Anderson on the short side. Another centering pass. Loose puck in front of the goal. Down is Anderson swimming around. The puck's still free. And it goes back of the net. He was doing the reverse snow angel and then the backstroke and various other maneuvers.
And yet Timoshov, it looked as though it made the move to get around him to slip it in.
Timoshov down into the right wing corner, rubbed out on the boards by Mike Riley. And the Sens get it around back of the net and play it down into the Toronto zone.
Jerry Cheevers once described that as standard butterfly in panic.
Well, there was a lot of panic attached to it. Here's Muzzin. Far side for his partner Hall. And Justin Hall gets to the red line and shoots it in. We've played almost 7 minutes into the third period. And it is a turnover here for Toronto on the offensive end. Turning with it is Matthews. or at least Kapanen, sorry, and back into the slot. He gets it to Muzzin. Far side, Hall winding and shooting, and it's deflected just wide. Back of the net. Gauthier couldn't come up with it. Now he does as Clifford is able to free it up. Now Clifford trying to come up with it, and it went off his stick, and Duclair will get it ahead for Pageau, who gets it out and sends it down into the near corner. Icing waved off as Tkachuk got there first. Good play by Hall to follow Pageau to the net and take his stick away from him. Leafs do get it out at center before Spezza was bowled over. Wrist shot into the glove of Jack Campbell and stops play with a faceoff in the Leafs zone.
I want to ask you about this, watching goaltending as you have over the years. You notice Jack Campbell catches everything in front of his body.
Yep.
And it's not about elbows in and trying to block things, but almost catches everything like a first baseman or a catcher.
Got his hands in front of him. So the Leafs have a 3-1 lead here in the third, and you're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph back here with the Maple Leafs leading by a score of 3-1. Played up on the left wing boards and out by Spezza. And an opportunity here as an icing comes. And Sheldon Keefe has pretty much been rolling four lines here, trying to keep people fresh. Looking forward to what will happen here, of course, tomorrow as they have to travel down to Buffalo.
And at a late standpoint, you could say they're in control of this game. They don't appear to be back on their heels or panicking with the lead by any stretch of the imagination, but they're one bad bounce away from feeling like that.
Around back of the net, Shabbat pushes it ahead on the left wing, brought to center. Maple Leafs with 26 shots on goal, the Senators with 19. And then Marner takes a high stick in the face area. He stays out there. The puck along the boards, fed around the wall, and it's going to circle and go all the way out at center ice. Here's Zaitsev, former Leaf, getting it up on the wing and unable to penetrate was Mike Riley. Zaitsev gets the pass back and will play it up on the wing, and a turnover here, and Marner's after it quickly in the corner. Marner spun around by Zaitsev but got it freed up for Tavares, trying to take it to the net, and he ran into traffic before he could get a shot away. Played up on the wing to center. Grabbed off there by Tyler Ennis. Up on the right side it comes. White with a shot that is wide of the goal. Chipped along the wall and pushed out at center ice for Tavares. Up ahead for Kerfoot. Kerfoot on the far side for Nylander. He ran into traffic. Back come the Sens, who play it back down into the Toronto end. Liljegren chased back of the goal. Reverses the puck nicely for Sandin. Sandin with some room to skate. Gets it to Liljegren. And Liljegren will wait for teammates to circle back. Change is coming for Toronto. Pass for Sandin. He overskated it. Goes back to retrieve it. Sends it over on the far side for Timothy Liljegren. Up on the wing, it goes to Timoshov, who just tips it down into Ottawa territory. Clifford into the corner, banging his man. Duclair trying to get it freed up, and they do. And out come the Senators in over the Leaf line. A drop pass just kept in at the blue line. Goes down into the corner. Pageau trying to free it up and does. Back of the net for Tkachuk. Brady Tkachuk can't get to it. Trying to get the wave going here in Ottawa. The puck on the fire boards. Duclair twisting and turning. Took the shot, and it went wide of the goal. Brought on the near side. Kept alive by Shabbat. Over on the far wing it goes. And a wrist shot scores! From the far half boards, the Senators make it 3-2 with 10:16 to play in the third period. Is it Duclair who gets it or Tkachuk?
Well, Duclair was standing in front, celebrated like he may have found the back of the net, but the Leafs give this up. I think this hits something before ricocheting short side on Jack Campbell.
And it may have been in front of the net. Anthony Duclair was there.
And Jake Muzzin was there as well. I don't know if this goes off Muzzin and short side. We're going to get the slow motion look.
Golubov shot the puck, and Duclair and Muzzin were off to the side. But
and here we are, just what we talked about. Leafs hadn't given up
really,
much, but
really
they were...
wasn't a breakdown of any sort.
No, but I mean, no. You put yourself in a position where that bad bounce.
And the bad bounces here. It comes in front for Engvall. Oh, and it rolled off the toe of his stick, and he shot it harmlessly wide. He was all alone in the slot. Cleared out at center ice by the Senators now. Hainsey sends it down into the Toronto zone. Spezza corralling it, sends it back into the far corner for Barry. Poked up ahead, but Ennis has taken it away. Tyler Ennis trying to drive. Got it up on the wing, still has it, knocked down on the play. Spezza is able to free it up, and he'll get it out at center and down to the Ottawa zone.
And guess who's excited to be back on the hockey game now? Ottawa Senators with a little jump.
Golubov was going to get credit for the goal, I believe, so it must have gone off buzzing. Played back down into the Toronto end. Sandin is run at hard there by Namestnikov. Golubov from Shabbat and Duclair, the scoring play. Marner launches it into the right wing corner. Hyman after it is around back of the net it goes. Now it's a 3-2 hockey game as the Sens get it out and down the ice, and icing is going to be called against Ottawa.
Be nice if the Leafs actually got another power play too, wouldn't it? As he might have been able to call a boarding penalty there. Is it Sandin that got taken into the boards hard and behind the net? We're watching this again. Yeah, this
went
starts
off the
as
a Muzzin, I think.
Yeah,
yep.
Starts as a low shot. Anthony Duclair may have actually redirected it.
I think they're trying to.
I don't
to
know what the conversation is on the bench.
They're consoling Duclair that he didn't get the goal, maybe? I don't know. Now here's Kerfoot working in over the line. Plays it around back of the Ottawa goal. Brought back now by Zaitsev and played down in on the left wing. Duclair races after it. He'll get to it and has room back of the net. Trying to come out in front. Still into the slot with a shot. That's blocked. And Nylander is able to start away with Kerfoot. Kerfoot takes his pass and chips it into the left wing corner. He'll go in there after to play it around the boards for Nylander. Nylander centers! And Tavares was right there but didn't get much of it. And it went harmlessly wide. Sends back into the Leafs zone. Pushed back out into the center ice by the Toronto defense.
Well, you can argue that DJ Smith shouldn't have made the goalie change, but it has worked perfectly.
Pageau with a shot into the chest of Campbell, and the Leaf netminder will stop play with a faceoff coming in the circle to his left. 7 minutes and 59 seconds to go in the third. The Leafs hanging on to a one-goal lead now. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Faceoff coming in the Toronto zone to the left of goaltender Jack Campbell. And
right now the goal has not been changed. It was Golubov to let it go, was it not, from
yep,
the far boards?
Yep, that's what it's credited with.
Faceoff to the left of Jack Campbell.
Draw one by Toronto. Muzzin got it ahead for Matthews. Spun up on the right side for Marner. He gets to the red line and dumps it in, and Hyman will go into the corner after it along with Zaitsev. Senators are able to poke it free. Down the right wing side, Batherson stolen back by Matthews on some good back checking. He finds Marner off his skate, couldn't get it to his stick, and the Senators have it back in their own zone. 7.5 minutes to play. Brought to center ice, turned back is Riley. Mike Riley for the Sens, waiting. His teammates have changed. Looks for Namestnikov and gets him the puck at center. It is shot into the Toronto end. Out of the net is Campbell. Fed back into the defense. Spun by Barry into the near corner for Dermott. Up on the wing it goes. And Nylander plays it back into his own end. Up on the wing it goes. And then trying to shoot it in over there was Kerfoot, only to have it hit a leg and not get in deep. Senators back the other way. In on the right side, trying to go wide. Driving here hard is Shabbat, and a penalty coming to Toronto. Shabbat off the far side gets it in front, and Tavares will touch it.
It's going to be a holding penalty to Travis Dermott. And here we go. Toronto Maple Leaf hockey in the third period. And if you go back.
23. 2 minutes for holding.
to the game they played against the Florida Panthers at home. They're up 3-1 in the third period, full control of the game. They give up a goal on a wrist shot from the left wing boards. Remember that one? Big rebound. Then they gave up a power play goal. That's exactly where the Leafs are now.
Penalty kill brought to you by Cold Drops. Don't let a cold leave you shorthanded. Get relief with Cold Drops. Leafs are 2 of 16 in their last six games, including this one. Now here the Sens win the draw. Play it off on the far side, and a shot knocked down in front. Marner battles for it on the far side, is able to drag it into the corner and draw a crowd over there. Hall trying to play it up the wall. Marner still has it. Back behind the net, it goes to Marner, now to Hall. Hall chips it ahead for Engvall. Engvall coming to center in on the left wing with a shot and into the glove of Anderson, and he plays on by knocking it back of the net. Here the Sens up on the right side. Batherson shoots it into the Toronto zone. Far side, Hall. Muzzin chips it back. Hall trying to get it freed up in front. Now it's knocked away by the Leafs to the near wing, and spinning it off the near boards is Muzzin. Down the ice it'll go. Minute 10 in the power play. 5:50 to go in the period. 3-2. The Leafs with the lead. Sends to center. In across the line. Off the stick, and a good play made by Sandin to free it up. Now the Leafs don't clear, though, as Hyman had a chance to ice the puck and then fanned on it. Now Kapanen steals. He plays it ahead, and Hyman's got a breakaway. Hyman's in on goal! What a save made by Anderson! He stacks the pads and throws the glove hand up into the air, and in it goes.
Great play to get Zach Hyman the puck, dump it to the middle of the ice, and Hyman catches up with it. Craig Anderson sort of sells the poke check. And as he's falling to his right side, he throws the left leg and the left glove hand up. And Zach Hyman puts it right there. So the unfortunate thing, number one, is that he stopped in the initial shot, but he put it to one place. There wouldn't be a rebound. This other place was the back of the net, wasn't it?
Leafs keep the puck down in the Ottawa zone. Half minute to go in the penalty now. The puck comes up on the near wing, and Brown starting out for Ottawa. He has one of the Ottawa goals here tonight, the former Leaf, and now has it in the center ice area, working to the far side, backhands it into the zone. Muzzin at the side of the net, tried to shoot it out, and it was blocked at the defense. Kept in there, and now, the Leafs dodged a penalty there.
Oh, that is a
and
penalty.
It's tipped ahead, and here's Kerfoot after it. It was a penalty, but it was not called. So
you could not have hauled him down more with a rope.
Well, we'll call it even after the tackle in the second period. How's that? But a fortuitous non-call for Toronto. Penalty is over as it's cleared into the Leaf end. Muzzin takes his man wide. The puck comes back to the blue line. Trapped there by Riley. His shot got through, and it was deflected and just stopped there on the short side by Campbell as the Leafs get it out at center.
4 minutes. We have had 5 ugly goals in this game. The Leafs just have the extra one.
Leafs get it off the boards. Matthews pushing it ahead. Kapanen going wide. Kapanen doesn't drive past the man. Circles. Gets it back to the point. DeDermott is closing in. And that was blockered away by Anderson up into the screen. Or get off the post maybe. And up into the screen. But with 3:58 to go in the third, the Leafs are nursing a one-goal lead. It's 3-2. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. 3 minutes and 58 seconds to go in the third. The Leafs by a goal, and only a goal because of Craig Anderson's miraculous save on a breakaway from Zach Hyman that is going to be on the highlight reel for a while.
The full scramble mode save off Timoshoff earlier in the third period as well when it was still 3-1.
Hyman after a loose puck, but it is cleared out at center. And Dermott knocked it back, but brought in now by Pageau, going wide, centers, stopped by Campbell. Oh, what a save he makes. Jack Campbell got the left pad out as Pageau drove around the defense of Barry and got the shot. And Campbell's left leg snuck out there, and then his left hand got out on top of the rebound.
And this is what shouldn't happen. You're nursing a lead in the third period. Dyson Berry kind of got caught flat-footed, didn't he? He did not put up much of a fight as Pageau went around him from the left-wing side.
Well, and Campbell had to pull that puck back with his stick in order to make the glove save, too. One by the Senators. A shot goes wide of the goal. Engvall ties his man up, but no one on the wing to control the puck. And it comes back to the blue line and bounces over a stick. Engvall racing after it. Overskated it. And both players did, allowing Brown to go to the loose puck for Ottawa. Sends over on the left wing corner. Bring it to center. On the right side for Brown. Brown into the half boards with a shot that was high and well wide of the goal. Kapanen needs to get it out and didn't, but then it is shot down the ice by Spezza. And an icing charge will come here against the Leafs with 3:03 to go in the third period.
Leafs have only given up 24 shots. They only gave up 19 shots. A couple of nights ago against the Dallas Stars, that was only the second time this season that the Leafs gave up fewer than 20 shots in a single game. Now the other one was, you got to go back to October, game against the San Jose Sharks at home.
Draw won by Ottawa. Point shot blocked in front. Backhanded to the net off a stick of Batherson, and it was blocked as well. Puck in the far corner now. Batherson back of the net. Trying to work it along the wall. It's drawn a crowd in there. The puck comes free. Poked onto the near wing. Leafs now with Kapanen being double-teamed. He loses it. Down into the corner it goes. We'll keep an eye on goaltender Anderson as it comes back into the slot area. Grabbed off there by Colin White. White loses it and Nylander's away, and it's a good thing the goaltender didn't come out. Nylander closing, and the slap shot is off Anderson going high to the near boards. He looks at the bench, doesn't get any word yet. Played down into the Toronto end. Quickly played up and chipped out at center ice by Kerfoot. Tkachuk playing it all the way back into his own zone, and now 2:12 left to go in the third period. Clifford out there for Toronto. Played around the boards to the near wing. Clifford forces it back behind the goal. And Mike Riley is there now for the Senators. Riley bringing it out. Up on the right side for Pageau. Got around Kerfoot. Gets in on the right wing. And there goes Anderson to the bench as the shot goes off a stick and up into the screen. And now some decisions for both coaches with a minute 51 to go in the third period.
Imagine you're going to see Austin Matthews out on the ice here. Nylander with the opportunity down the right wing side. Partial breakaway was being chased. He really didn't have a lot of options.
Matthews won the draw, and the Leafs get the puck out at center ice. Riley backpedaling in his own zone for the Senators. Six attackers out there. Pageau comes to the red line. Flips it into the right wing corner off the glass and back of the net. Muzzin taken to the wall, has able to poke the puck free to Hyman. Hyman has difficulties getting it out, and they don't get it out. Then it's chipped to the wall by Matthews and still not cleared. Finally on the right wing for Marner. He's going to launch it towards an empty net, and he gets a fortuitous bounce, and in it goes. That was going wide, and it hit the edge of the puck and turned about 35 degrees, and into the net it went.
And with Mitch Marner, you can never really quite be sure.
He didn't try to do
that. He didn't do it on purpose. As he looked up, finally the Leafs got control of the puck just inside their own blue line. Zach Hyman, I thought, was tripped. He had his feet taken out from out of him coming outside the zone. And I think you could have called a trip or something on that.
Marner's 15th of the season. And into the empty net. Hyman will draw one assist on the goal. It comes at 18-6. There goes Anderson to the bench again. Net is empty once more as it's gone over the glass, out of play. And a faceoff is going to come in the circle to the right of Jack Campbell.
Well, I'm going to guess that we're going to see Freddie Anderson tomorrow. Jack Campbell did play back-to-back games last week when Anderson was still hurt. Played a Friday, Saturday. Friday at home against Anaheim and then lost 2-1 in a shootout. in overtime in Montreal against the Canadiens.
Well, he's got a 4-2 lead here with a minute to go. Tavares won the draw, down into the corner. Brown trying to play it up on the wall. Had it knocked off his stick by Tavares. Back of the net it goes. Hall ties up his man. Muzzin tries to poke it along, but it goes high to the far wall. Brown with a shot into the chest of Campbell, and he's going to cover up on that with 44.6 seconds to go in the third.
And for Campbell, if he's able to hold it at two, another with three straight games, he's only given up two goals in a single game. Was sharp, didn't have to be spectacular tonight, but made some key saves at the
sure
right
did.
Time.
Sure did. Puck around back of the net, Duclair trying to center, and it was off a stick and wide off to Chuck stick. Played back to the blue line. Sends keep it in. Wrist shot coming, and it's off the mark wide. Near boards, Hyman trying to chip it along. They get it free, but not out. Matthews throws the stick up in the air for Hyman, and a backhand shot stopped by Campbell. Puck along back of the net. Did you see the play that Matthews
yes.
just made there? Back to the point it comes. Over on the far side. Near side to Clair, and another brilliant save made by Campbell. 8 seconds to go. Duclair with a shot, rolling puck far side. Hall will carry it into the corner, and that'll do it.
And Jack Campbell maybe saves the best for last. What that reminded me of was Curtis McElhinney off Sidney Crosby 4 years ago when the Leafs got into the playoffs in the final weekend. It's a one-timer to the left of the Leaf goaltender, and Campbell ends up almost face down but has the left pad extended to the post and is able to make the stop. It's almost a one-time pass over to Duclair, and it has been a long stretch for him to find the back of the net. If he gets this up a couple of feet, much like the opportunity Tavares had in the second period, Joe, when he had the one-timer but it was stopped. And you look at the six goals. Mitch Marner's goal into the empty net might have been the nicest out of the six.
We had them all away.
Both teams really using the ugly goal method. You would have liked the Toronto Maple Leafs to be a little more airtight with a 3-0 lead, but a goalie change by the Ottawa Senators seems to give them a little bit of a boost. They get a couple of goofy ones back their own and make a game of it.
So the final is 4-2 in favor of the Maple Leafs, who will now head on to Buffalo, or we'll have that action for you tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock. We hope that you will join us from the KeyBank Center in downtown Buffalo. There'll be a lot of Leaf fans there. There are a lot of them here tonight as Jack Campbell is saluted by the Leaf fans who have made their way down to the glass. The final is 4-2 Toronto over Ottawa. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.